To fly or not to fly, that is the question. A lot of us are saying, you know what, better play things safe. And so fears over the coronavirus are starting to eat into ticket sales. United became the first U.S. airline to cut domestic trips by about 10% come April. United's international flights have been slashed by 20%. Airline stocks are getting whacked. But it's not all coronavirus gloom and doom out there. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said today that there are encouraging signs. In several countries, including South Korea, the number of new reported cases appears to be slowing down.
The experience of these countries and of China continues to demonstrate that this is not a one-way street. This epidemic can be pushed back.
And Ghebreyesus pointed out that more than 100 countries still have no cases of the coronavirus. Nigeria has just one, a traveler who went to Italy. Nigerian officials say they are well prepared for coronavirus. After all, this is not Nigeria's first scare with a disease outbreak. But there is one thing they are worried about, fake news. The world's Halima Gikandi has our story.
The fake coronavirus news came well before Nigeria recorded its first case. It started with claims that millions of people were already dead from the disease, which isn't true, and then other claims that Africans are genetically immune to coronavirus, also false. And most recently, there was fake news on WhatsApp saying that there's a simple cure for it. The man in the message is claiming that drinking boiled garlic water can cure coronavirus, which, alas, is false. But this is the sort of information that David Ajikobi fights every day. He's the Nigeria editor at Africa Check, a nonprofit organization founded in 2012 to fight misinformation in African countries. Ajikobi says coronavirus is just the latest victim of fake news.
There's been a lot of misinformation and disinformation around it.
Fake news is a global problem. But in Nigeria, Ajikobi says misinformation on social media and messaging platforms can quickly end up on legitimate news outlets.
We see that it jumps from social media platforms into traditional media platforms.
Ajikobi's organization, Africa Check, has partnered with Facebook and other companies to fight misinformation online. They recently created a fact-checking service. It's a chat bot named Kweli, which means truth in Swahili.
So the idea is that people, you see something, you're not sure of the veracity, you send it to the chat bot.
Ajikobi's team then fact-checks the claims they receive on WhatsApp, which often means calling officials and scientists to verify the claims. This month, they plan to launch a new network of health journalists to debunk false information. Still, fighting fake news can feel like one step forward and two steps back. Take this week, for example. The word on the street was that the director of Nigeria's Center for Disease Control, Dr. Chikwe Ihekwazo, had been quarantined because he might have coronavirus. I called Ihekwazo up to see if that were true.
I'm perfectly well. I've had 3 tests just to be sure, and I've been working from home at full speed.
Ihekwazo was not quarantined. He was in self-isolation, just to be safe. He's leading by example, because Nigerian health officials recommend that people traveling from China, Italy, and other countries with high rates of community infection self-isolate for 14 days in case symptoms develop. Ihekwazo recently returned from a trip to China. He had gone with the World Health Organization to learn from China's experience.
So we've been preparing for this literally as soon as the outbreak broke, and that has really paid off for us in terms of we've ramped up our diagnostic capacity. We now have 5 molecular labs where we can make the diagnosis.
Ihekwazo says countering misinformation is also part of the effort to fight coronavirus, because misinformation can be deadly.
Literally, lives depend on it. During the last Ebola outbreak, we had an incident where a fictitious cure was circulated. At that time, our communication did not respond as quickly as it should have. And we cannot even estimate the number of people that fell for it.
Ihekwazo says the Nigeria Center for Disease Control has set up a crisis communication team to provide accurate information to the public and to counter the misinformation. But he says it can take time away from the rest of their work. So in the meantime, they're relying on organizations like Africa Check to help them do the job. And their advice? Verify before you share. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.